Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, June 24th, 2019. Today is World UFO Day, commemorating the Kenneth Arnold UFO sighting from June 24th, 1947. This was the first post-war sighting in the U.S. that garnered nationwide news coverage and is credited with being the first of the modern era of UFO sightings. The Interior Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives will deal with human trafficking of Vietnamese children and young people after research was done and presented by RBB on the subject. Frank Zimmermann, spokesman for domestic policy for the Berlin SPD parliamentary group, spoke of a, quote, particularly repulsive form of organized crime, which is not new. The police had been alarmed about human trafficking for a long time and knew the structures. According to reports, the children often end up as forced workers in nail studios. Research by RBB24 shows that traffickers have been bringing Vietnamese children to Berlin for years, forcing them to pay for the trip. In Poland, such a gang of smugglers is currently being tried. One of the defendants said, quote, the destination we headed for was always the Dong Wan Center in Berlin on Herzbergstrasse. Police spokesman Thilo Kablitz confirmed to RBB on Friday that the Berlin State Criminal Police Office had been investigating smuggling gangs for years because of these, quote, serious crimes, and that it's difficult for the police to investigate and break up the gangs because the community is very isolated and tight-knit. Kablitz also stated that, quote, the organized structures, the clandestine approach, and the high degree of secrecy make investigations immensely difficult. According to police, 58 such cases were counted in 2018 and 127 in 2014. As is generally the case with missing minors, most of those affected would be found or returned alone. This also applies to the 472 children from Vietnam reported missing in Berlin between 2012 and 2019. Police spokesman Kablitz further confirmed, quote, the Dong Wan Center is a meeting point for smuggling, which is used sporadically within the scope of the trafficking. Much more frequently, the smugglers resorted to safe houses, which serve as intermediate accommodations. According to SPD politician Zimmermann, it's important to clarify the facts regarding the Dong Wan Center further and to find out if the market in Lichtenberg is really a transshipment center and if it's really a structured approach with the nail studios. Where exactly the Vietnamese children smuggled to Berlin are forced to work is unclear. The Berlin police announced in a press release that people smuggled into Berlin are called upon to carry out a wide variety of activities, from unpacking, putting goods into storage, providing cleaning services, and activities in the catering trade. Trade in untaxed cigarettes is also included. However, police are not aware of any cases of forced prostitution. At the request of RBB, an assistant to the management of the Dong Wan Center confirmed that, quote, some time ago, two people had been discovered there who had offered services for human trafficking, such as creating false documents. When the management realized it, the police were immediately informed. Since the center's security service has been instructed to intensify controls, it has not noticed any further smuggling activities. And should further incidents become known, the center is to immediately contact the police. According to RBB research, the Dong Wan Center has already been targeted by German investigators several times, most recently in May of 2018, in connection with smuggling, marriages of convenience, and drug trafficking. Police in Osnabrück have arrested a 33-year-old man who is said to have threatened to blow himself up in Berlin and threatened to hurt people from his family. According to Lower Saxony's Interior Minister Boris Pistorius of the SPD, the 33-year-old is known as a violent offender and was classified as a high-risk case in the area of domestic violence. First, a newspaper from Hanover reported about it and had written about a planned, quote, assassination attempt. The Osnabrück police confirmed to RBB24 on Friday that a man had been taken into custody. The Ministry of the Interior of Lower Saxony does not assume a political motivation, as the Norddeutsche Rundfunk, or NDR, reported, and there was no information about how concrete the man's plans were. According to the Lower Saxony Ministry of the Interior, the suspect announced that he wanted to die a, quote, martyr's death. So far, authorities have not had the man in their sights because of Islamist activities. Through further investigations, the background of the threat will now be clarified, as well as the seriousness and question of whether the man may have a mental disorder. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD told RBB that, quote, there is obviously no Islamic terrorist background, and added that the 33-year-old's motives are, quote, more to be found in the personal sphere. The Osnabrück local court declared long-term detention to be permissible for reasons of averting danger. The new police law of Lower Saxony, adopted in May, allows preventative detention of up to 35 days for endangered persons in order to improve the fight against terrorism. The man from Lebanon had only been released from prison in February. More and more Berlin taxis are hybrid, which means that they have both a combustion and electric engine. The hybrid rate among Berlin's 8,000 taxis has increased from 26% in 2018 to more than 30% this year. Hybrid vehicles are increasingly popular with taxi companies because they can benefit from state subsidies if they replace their diesel vehicles with hybrids. The subsidies were introduced in mid-2018 in order to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions. A man who urinated from the Berlin Janowitzbrücke onto a ship Friday evening is now wanted by the police. He's been charged with assault and battery. Four passengers of the excursion steamer were injured in the incident late Friday afternoon. A spokesman for the fire brigade said that three women and a man who were on the upper level jumped up from their seats with horror and disgust, bumping their heads against the bridge and injuring themselves in the process. And now a quick note about this week's weather. Tomorrow, temperatures will rise to 36 degrees, and according to current forecasts, Wednesday can hit a scorching 39 degrees in Berlin. The reason for the heat wave is the hot Sahara air streaming into Germany, a low pressure area off the coast of Portugal, Spain, and France, and an extensive high-pressure area between Scandinavia and the central Mediterranean have created a perfect situation for such high temperatures in Berlin. Therefore, the Senate Department of Health is advising Berliners to adapt their daily routine to the heat and to avoid physical stress. Cooling down through swimming, showers, baths, cold foot baths, and damp compresses can be useful. And the Senior Citizens Association Silbernetz has asked Berliners to keep an eye on older neighbors and to check in on how they are doing throughout the day. Especially older people and also children should be instructed to drink a lot of water to avoid circulatory problems. And don't forget to keep an eye on four-legged friends in the warm weather as well. It's going to be a long week, but we'll get through it together, Berlin. Thanks for listening.